The gospel passage this week is obviously continuing with the parables about the kingdom of heaven, about what the kingdom of heaven is about. And one thing we need to realize from this week's parables, the parables we hear this week, is that the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven have been hidden within us. We already know these. God has planted them within our hearts. From the very dawn of creation, He revealed to the world the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. The sad part is, however, that these mysteries, although written within us, have been buried out of sight within our heart, buried by sin, especially the sins of selfishness and pride, where we put our focus on ourselves and what we want, and the earthly desires that we want in our lives, especially the material things and worldly pursuits. These things, these sins, these desires bury the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven within our hearts so that we don't consciously know them and consciously seek them. But yet these mysteries, because they are in our hearts, lead us to desire to seek and find God, seek and find Him who will bring us fulfillment, find and follow those things which brings us fulfillment in life. But sadly, our desire for fulfillment can be led astray by sin. You know, we end up looking in false paths. We look at materialism for the fulfillment we desire, the collection and accumulation of things, buying and having things, the selfish use of others, using others for our own fulfillment, our own what we think feels good. And a special example of this is the disordered sexuality that we see in our world today, especially pornography, adultery, and premarital sex, which is so rampant in our world today. And then the false spiritualities is another way we are led down a false path to find our Lord, to find this kingdom of heaven which is planted within us, especially the New Age spiritualities. We hear so much on the TV. Oprah was really big for that, for promoting these New Age spiritualities, which are false paths. So how do we find and follow the kingdom of heaven? Well, we can follow the example of Solomon in our first reading today. Now, notice what he doesn't ask for in this first reading. He doesn't ask for long life. He doesn't ask for a long life, you know, for living for 100 years or more. He doesn't ask for great material wealth. How many of us would love to win the lottery or come into great wealth? You know, we would ask God for that. Well, Solomon doesn't ask for that. He doesn't ask for conquering his enemies. And of course, as king, he had plenty of enemies, and there were enemies both of him personally and enemies of the people of Israel. But he doesn't ask for any of these. Instead, he asks for an understanding heart to judge your people and to distinguish right from wrong. Now notice that he seeks for an understanding heart. An understanding heart seeks God's will. It seeks what God reveals as right and avoids what he reveals as wrong. It seeks to do what God wants. An understanding does not desire to impose our own personal understandings of right and wrong. We all have those things that we feel are right and we feel are wrong, but God has revealed differently. An understanding heart seeks to overcome our personal standards of right and wrong and to seek what God has revealed as right and wrong. So in our lives, we too should be asking for an understanding heart to follow what is right in the eyes of God, and to avoid what he has revealed as wrong. We can see this with the parable of the fish and the baskets, which, of course, is a continuation of last week's parable of the wheat and the weeds. You know, those good fish, the fish that were put in the baskets, are those who do what is right in the eyes of God, while the bad fish are those who do what is wrong in the eyes of God. Note, this is not what we feel is right and wrong. Once again, this is what God has revealed as right and wrong. And it is not always what we humans think is wrong or right. As humans, we need to avoid the relativism that infects our age so strongly. This relativism states that truth is relative to a person, whether it be their state in life or where they are or what they think. Well, you know what? Truth is not relative to a person's belief. A person, what they could believe is right or wrong because God has revealed it as right or wrong. There is no such thing as my truth or your truth. God, as creator and father of all humanity, has revealed the fullness of truth in the coming and the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to be willing to give up everything for the truth, especially our deepest held beliefs, which are contrary to the revealed truth of God. We do this out of love for God the Father and His Son, who is truth incarnate. We should all be seeking the kingdom of heaven. That should be our greatest desire in life, is to truly seek the kingdom of heaven. And we should be willing to give up everything to find that pearl of great price, that treasure buried in the field.